We have now on the English program's little Beatles tribute thing some more quotes and bits of trivia and things. Yes, where would we be without all these little bits of trivia and things and on this day in history and everything? I don't know. I can't tell you. But anyway, I like all these little things. I do. Okay, are you okay in the corner, Pilar? Yes? Yes, Pilar's okay. The producer. The silent producer. Very silent. Sometimes too silent, if you ask me. I think... Are you asleep? No? Oh, okay, sorry. Right, let's have a little look here then, shall we? I've got some bits of info. It seems that I've got a quote here that is, it's attributed to Steve Jobs. I think of most things in life as either a Bob Dylan or a Beatles song. That's interesting. And this one here, from Beatles on Video. Some trivia. Did you know that both Paul and Ringo are left-handed? You see, I did not know that. Or did you know this, that Ringo didn't sing on A Hard Day's Night or the Let It Be, either albums? Didn't know that. Now I do. Yes, so there we go. I love pardon me, I don't know what I was going to say then. I love something. I don't know. I was going to say I love trivia, but for some reason I couldn't quite say it today. Yeah, well, leave you with a little quote here from Ringo. I got blisters on me fingers. That's an actual quote from Ringo. Not too sure when he said that or what the circumstance was, but poor old drummers, they have a bit of a rotten time, don't they? Just sort of playing along. Now, connection between Liverpool and the Beatles. Obviously, the Beatles are from Liverpool. That's a pretty good connection. But there's a very famous clip of the Beatles sort of doing the rounds on YouTube, I think. Or it probably is there somewhere. I've seen it somewhere on one of these compilation programs of a fantastic double act called Morecambe and Wise. Now, they had their own series. They were sort of a double act, for anyone who doesn't know, a double act comedy group from the 70s. Well, actually from the 60s, 70s and 80s, okay? They had three films. One was called The Intelligence Men. One was called That Riviera Touch. And the other one, I keep forgetting, but it was something, the two something. And I always forget that one. It was set in South America, but probably just filmed at the back of Pinewood Studios in London or something. But anyway, they were, in my eyes, fantastic comedians. And they have, or they were in, a very famous clip were on the program, sort of back in the black and white days, so maybe early 60s, and the Beatles were on their show on Morecambe and Wise, and Eric Morecambe refers to Ringo as Bungo. It's a fantastic classic clip. It's one of those clips that always comes up whenever you sort of see old clips of the Beatles, or there's a documentary or something, and it's one of the funniest clips I've seen, and it was one of the first signs that the Beatles had this fantastic sense of humour. Lots of radio programmes and things where that would be demonstrated. They were very sort of zany, weren't they, the Beatles? Anyway, they were very zany in that particular clip, and it did give you an idea of things to come. Well, this is part of the connection I'm talking about, because Morecambe and Wise, before they were famous, they appeared at the Liverpool Empire Theatre. So there you go. There's a little link there for you. Do with it what you may wish, what you so wish, or something. Can we finish on another quote? Can I have another quote? And then we take a break. Another quote. Or I've got a bit of trivia. Oh, I've read that one. Okay. Here's a quote from George Harrison. Ding dong, ding dong. That's what George once said. I think we should take a break. Send your comments, thoughts, views and suggestions on anything at all featured in these Beatles tribute podcasts to twitter.com/EnglishRadio.